Welcome to another edition of Wealth Management Ideas from Richardson Financial. Today we'll discuss a few things about emerging markets debt. Emerging markets debt is becoming a hot topic of conversation across the financial services industry, as many eyes have turned to the attractive yields and stark contrast in debt levels between developed and emerging economies. More than meets the eye, its higher yields are due to a greater chance of default. At first blush, the emerging markets bond category looks almost like a no-brainer strategy, but it isn't quite that simple. For starters, there's the appeal of an average debt-to-GDP ratio in the emerging markets of about 40%, or less than half that of most developed countries, including the United States. That little tidbit, combined with emerging debt yields that are nearly 4 percentage points higher than those of U.S. Treasury bonds, is the primary focal point for most investors. It isn't a bad place to start, but it doesn't really tell the whole story. Despite the temptations of higher yields and lower debt-to-GDP ratios, investors should realize the yields are compensation for taking on default risk. It is a sad argument that some are going around talking about how much better these countries are based solely on debt-to-GDP. Few, if any, of the areas offer opportunities as rich as those in emerging markets debt. There are opportunities here, but not necessarily for the reasons that people are saying. People should ask themselves, are they being paid high enough to warrant the risk they are taking on? Much of this current run can be traced back to the 2008 collapse of Lehman Brothers, which was the world's largest fixed income maker. You're not getting paid as much as you did right after Lehman, so we're not at the bottom, but we're not at the top either. A common mistake among investors and advisors is assuming that some emerging markets equity exposure is a proxy for debt. It might be that the emerging markets debt space is inefficient and by no means small. When constructing a portfolio, investors have to know what they are getting into and what the risks are that are involved. And while we're on the subject of debt, let's also take a quick look at high-yield bonds, or junk bonds as they are called. I did not specify about any of the emerging markets debt from a credit standpoint, so it might be a good time to bring that up. With yields hovering at more than 6.5% over comparable treasury bonds, it would be foolish to ignore what the high-yield market is offering. Historically, people have looked at high-yield as an alternative to fixed income, but now they are starting to look at high-yield as an alternative to equities. When normal interest rates are very low, people think differently about where they go for returns. The high-yield debt market is uniquely suited for this market cycle because you need less to go right to do well in the high-yield bonds than you do in stocks. The yield spreads of junk bonds over intermediate-term treasury bonds tends to expand during times of economic stress and compress during stronger parts of the market cycle. Before the start of the financial crisis in the spring of 2007, for example, the yield on high-yield bonds was only about 2.5 percentage points over treasuries. And by late 2008, the spread had briefly reached 20%. Some in the industry think that high-yield bonds are attractive now because a lot of companies have used the past few years to clean up their balance sheets and get a better handle on their debt. When you are looking at high-yield, you tend to think of credit quality first, and today it is rather good by historical standards. In terms of yields, high-yield bonds acting as an alternative to equities, the bonds might be less volatile, but that's predicated on the company being able to pay their bills. So when researching, be sure to look at companies for which the levels of debt is relative to cash flow over a complete business cycle. That's it for now. I hope you found value in listening to this podcast. Please visit me at richardsonfinancialinc.com or contact my office at 210-317-3118. Let's plan a private meeting where we can discuss helping you build your wealth.